So to begin to think about fatalities among foreign-born workers, it is important to get some historical perspective on the labor force of the United States. This figure was taken from one of the American Community Survey reports of the United States Census Bureau issues. The vertical columns represent the number of foreign-born labor force. This is in millions. And the line represents the percent of total labor force that is foreign-born. This figure shows that after a 60-year period of decreasing immigration from 1910 through 1970, the proportion of foreign-born workers has been increasing steadily towards that documented in 1900. The same report described the current foreign-born labor force using the 2007 American Community Survey. Briefly, roughly 60% of foreign-born workers are men, compared with half of native workers. Half of foreign-born workers are between 25 and 44 years old, compared with roughly 40% of native workers. Almost one-third of foreign-born workers did not get their high school diploma, compared with 10% of native workers. Half of foreign-born workers report speaking English less than very well, compared with only 1% of native workers. And two-thirds of foreign-born workers live in the south or west of the United States, compared with just over half of native workers. The industries employing the largest proportions of foreign-born workers are the agricultural, forestry, fishing, and hunting industry, the accommodation and food services industry, the administration and support and waste management, and then construction. So foreign-born workers make up one quarter of the workforce for each of these industries. Foreign-born populations living in the United States generally experience lower mortality rates compared with the rest of the U.S.-born populations. Age-adjusted analyses using data from the U.S. National Vital Statistics, this is from 1979 through 2001, over 30 years, found that foreign-born populations experience lower all-cause mortality rates, lower rates for infectious diseases and most cancers, but experience actually higher rates for stomach, liver, and cervical uterine cancers, lower rates for diabetes, lower rates for major cardiovascular diseases, lower rates for pneumonia, influenza, and this is among men only, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Lower rates for chronic liver disease and cirrhosis, kidney diseases, and unintentional injuries and suicides were also observed. For the foreign-born population, mortality at the U.S. workplace differs from mortality in the overall U.S. population. The figure shown here uses vertical bars to depict the number of foreign-born workers that have died on the job. The number of work-related traumatic injury fatalities has tripled from 1992 through 2007. The line on the figure represents the proportion of all work-related fatalities that were foreign-born. This also tripled from 1992 through 2007. This figure and data from the following two slides were published by the Journal of Immigrant and Minority Health, in case anyone is interested. This is currently in press online. The data is from the Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries, or CFOI, administered by the Bureau of Labor Statistics within the Department of Labor. Briefly, data are gathered from an average of four sources for each case. They're checked at state, regional, and national levels over a 15-month time span before being published for a specific calendar year. To be included in CFOI, a fatality must meet four selection criteria. First, they have to be classified as a traumatic injury. Second, they have to be work-related according to the CFOI criteria. Three, they have to be substantiated by two independent source documents or a source document and a follow-up questionnaire. And four, they have to be designated on certain documents as at work, work-related, or in work status during the time of the fatality. So it must be stated that from 2000 through 2001, the reporting of foreign-born status was improved for the Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries, which provided the data. However, after statistical modeling was conducted to account for the sharp increase, the increasing trend remains statistically significant. Since data are available from 1992, it was of interest to evaluate how the proportions of fatalities among foreign-born workers changed over a 15-year time period. So presented here are selected characteristics. The proportion who were men increased one percentage point every several years or so, reaching 95%, but only represent 59% of the foreign-born workforce. Decedents aged 25 to 44 years old continue to dominate almost 40% of the fatalities, whereas this age group represents more than half the foreign-born workforce. The proportion of fatalities reported Hispanic increased from just over half to 62% at present. This is consistent with data from the Pew Hispanic Center regarding the ethnicity of the current labor force. The proportion of decedents who were working for pay or compensation rather than self-employed, working for an establishment with 1 to 10 employees, and working at a private residence or industrial location, and working in the Northeast and Southern regions of the United States all increased over time. The proportion of fatalities occurring in the West declined steadily from over half to one-third. The proportion of foreign-born fatalities decreased in the agriculture, forestry, and fishing and retail trade sectors, while increasing in the construction, services, and transportation, communications, electric, gas, and sanitary service sectors. It must be noted there is an industry coding change in 2003 from the Standard Industrial Classification Manual, 1987 edition, to the North American Industrial Classification System, 2002 coding scheme. In order to examine industries across this time period, which generally is not done since this is a hard break, industries were recategorized by hand at the subheading level to maintain consistency and, in some cases, down to six digits to ensure comparability to the extent possible. Recently, injury fatality rates were calculated using the number of foreign-born fatalities obtained from CFOI for the numerator and foreign-born working population from the current population survey. Rates could not be calculated for 1992 and 1993 as the data I showed in previous slides, as nativity for this population was not yet available. Injury rates are expressed as the number of fatal injuries per 100,000 employed population. So among the foreign-born population, men, Hispanic workers, and all age groups experienced increases in fatality rates after the changes in foreign-born reporting compared with before. The yellow bolded fatality rates indicate higher fatality rates compared with U.S.-born workers for the same time period. Of note is the high fatality rate observed for foreign-born workers ages 15 to 19 years, a rate that generally decreases and plateaus with increased age and is not reached again until 65 years and older. This trend was observed for both time periods. However, the trend for the U.S.-born workers for the past 15 years has been the opposite. Fatality rates for workers aged 15 to 19 years was at its lowest, and experienced a clear gradient of higher fatality rates with increasing age, with double and triple the highest rates for workers aged 65 years and older. Injury fatality rates among foreign-born workers were also calculated by region. For every region, we see an increase in fatality rate. The exact opposite trend is seen in U.S.-born workers, with rates by region decreasing over time. However, for both time periods, we see significantly larger injury fatality rates in the South compared with the Northeast, with higher injury rates shifting to dominate in the South. This is consistent with that observed among U.S.-born populations for both time periods. Furthermore, migration patterns in the past few years have shifted to show a net influx of people for both the South and the West in the United States. Again, the bolded yellow values are those fatal injury rates that are higher than those among the U.S.-born population. Industry injury fatality rates were calculated in the same manner as described for previous slides. There was a shift towards increase in injury fatality rate for every industry, which was only seen for the agriculture industry among the U.S.-born population. The foreign-born injury fatality rates for mining, construction, transportation and communication, retail trade, finance, insurance and real estate, and services sectors are higher than those seen for these industries among the U.S.-born population and are bolded in yellow. This analysis revealed fatal injury rates among foreign-born workers are higher for a majority of the industries, all age groups, men, Hispanic workers, and all regions. The higher occupational injury fatality rates among foreign-born workers is opposite what is seen in the overall population, where immigrants generally experience longer life expectancy, lower rates of all-cause mortality, including lower injury rates, and lower prevalence of unhealthy health risks, such as smoking and obesity. Reasons for this discrepancy are likely in part due to a portion of immigrants that are less skilled, less educated, limited in English proficiency, working in marginal work environments with less pay, less job security, little or no job training for the job task assigned to them, and working more dangerous occupations. At a national level, there are concerted efforts that have been ongoing and used to target injury prevention among foreign-born workers. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health conducts the Fatality Assessment and Control Evaluation Program, which investigates specific fatalities to determine contributing factors. Foreign-born workers are currently a focus area. There are also the Susan Harwood training grants from OSHA. There were several special issues this year that highlighted occupational injury research conducted among foreign-born workers. These studies created community, academic, and health department collaboratives. Workers from the foreign-born community were trained to go out and recruit their colleagues and survey them. This is generally a very difficult population to reach and probably will take this level of partnering to be successful for future research endeavors. So I'd like to acknowledge Srinivas Kanda, who helped with the analyses, and Harlan Amandas, my branch chief, who gives me the freedom to focus on research that I found very interesting and important. And there are no conflicts of interest that I have to disclose at this time for this research. So I welcome any questions and thank you for your time.
We have about 5 minutes for questions. We're going to do questions after each presentation, and then we'll do questions overall in all presentations. To the advantage, we're getting 4 speakers in the session. So questions?
Yes, sir.
Yes, given that some large but maybe unknown percentage of foreign-born workers are undocumented.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering if you looked into what effect that has on people's injury.
Yes. Undocumented workers are a very important part of the workforce, too, regardless of what our politics are. They represent about 11 million. From when I last saw with the Pew Hispanic Center, there are 11 million undocumented workers. About 1 million have recently gone back, I think, because of the economy. So that's still 10 million workers, and it's almost 10% of each state of the workforce. So it's a significant proportion. They could be picked up by CFOI if there was a fatality. As long as any worker is working a legal job, that fatality gets documented. So in general, this population is very difficult to study, and there are issues of underreporting with foreign-born workers in general, especially from 1992 through 2000. For those of you who really know the data, you probably saw that. And I don't think that this would be even more of a problem for undocumented workers than documented foreign-born workers. It's an issue either way, but you're right. I think a lot of the issue with undocumented workers is maybe some find themselves working maybe jobs that aren't compatible with what we define as legal. So those would be missed, especially your violence related.
Did you compare the differences in terms of the natives and the foreign-born just to look at how significant the differences could be? Because over the last 2 decades, it's apparent that occupational fatalities have relatively been constant, you could say, overall, irrespective of whether you're foreign or So, you know, I guess my question is, what percentage of foreign-born account for the overall mortality instead of just looking at foreign-born mortality?
The foreign-born mortality is about 20% of all workers that die. And we usually look at injury fatality rates to give us a better picture because they also represent about 20% of the workforce. So you don't really see any disparity there. But whenever you calculate the injury rates, that's where you can really see the disparities. And yes, you're right, for men, Hispanics, all age groups, and then most regions, foreign-born workers have higher, and they are significantly higher, injury rates compared to U.S.-born workers. In general, rates have been kind of on the decline since 2003, maybe with some plateauing. That might be more in part of the economy and kind of the deindustrialization of the workforce in the United States. It doesn't mean that we don't have to worry anymore about workplace fatalities. But yes, I did compare foreign-born workers with native-born workers. And what I'd like to do is compare regions where foreign-born workers are from, like Asia versus Europe, well, Asia versus Latin America, to see if there are different trends, maybe differences where they're from with certain industries, certain regions of the U.S.